Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which is why they avoided it like the plague. Cindy Nguyen joins us now, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, Ms.
Good
Nguyen.
Good morning, Tommy. And how
Merry,
are you?
I'm well. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Yes. Happy holidays to everybody, to you and to your listeners.
How was the parade? I know you had a little bit of a problem.
It was amazing.
Okay.
We had a slight little technical problem.
A glitch.
But other than that,
you had a glitch.
That's right. That's right. I like it like that.
Yeah. But tell me about the parade itself.
Yeah. It was great. Beautiful weather. We had buku of people. So thank you for everybody that came out to the east and really enjoyed the second Jingle on the Boulevard parade. We had so many people. I was just blown, extremely humbled, was literally in tears just seeing the volume of families. And I love families, by the way, Tommy. I love all families. And it was this great seeing family coming together and just having a very joyous day in the East.
Did you have children or not? I don't know. I'm not trying to pry into your life here. But
oh, no. I have six kids.
Six?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you know this.
And you found time to be a council member?
Yeah. I have triplet sons, Tommy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have three daughters, 26, 20, and 15. And then my sons are 10-year-olds.
Three triplets, boys.
Yes, all boys. They're amazing.
But I would imagine they're pretty active.
Yes, but they are also very supportive of the work that I do.
No, I'm not trying to knock your kids. I'm just saying boys will be boys.
Yeah. But it was great. So if you missed it this year, you got to come out. For our third annual Jingle on the Boulevard, and it's going to be December the 12th, 2020.
All right. Speaking of supportive of your activities, what are they going to consist of at the council today? I would imagine a somewhat light day, being the last meeting before Christmas.
Well, actually, outside of that, but as you know, we're still under the cyber attack dealing. City Hall is still dealing with that, so it's going to be a very short meeting. So we're taking up items that are on deadline. To make sure that despite what's going on, that those items are still being addressed. So it's going to be we're probably done like around noon. Normally city council meeting goes until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But because of what's going on, and I want to take this opportunity and just let people know that, you know, our NOLA.gov email does not work. And we did set up another email that I've also posted on my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook page. So that way, if people need to connect or get in touch with the New Orleans City Council offices, all of our emails is shared. So that way you can stay. We're trying to resume work as normal as much as we can, even though we're not fully back. We don't have no access to our computer. So things are still, you know, kind of challenging, but our phone is working, so if you guys have issues, they can still call, particularly for District 8, 504-658-1050, and we are at City Hall. We're working.
Let's pick it up here when we come back, because I saw a meeting. I don't know if it was the emergency council. You can clean it up when we come back, but I saw people sitting there with piles of laptops in front of them. I just want to know how much, and you can answer when we come back, how much your work was affected, the work of the council, and what the status of this is now, or at least what they're telling you all about when, whatever it is, if it's ransomware or what have you, when that'll be settled once and for all, if y'all even know yet. Cindy Nguyen, our guest, she's our friend. She's a delightful lady. We just found out, mother of three 10-year-old boy triplets. New Orleans City Council member, back in a flash here on WWL. Talking to our friend, Councilperson Cindy Nguyen from New Orleans East, and we're talking about the council meeting today, which is not going to be very long because of the cyber attack. I think she said it's going to end at noon, and then, Councilperson, you break out the booze and y'all have the Christmas party? Is that what happens?
Oh, no, no. We have other stuff that we got to do at the office. But, you know,
are you sure?
We have a condensed agenda because a lot of the agenda item was not being able to be picked up because we've been kind of depending on technology to produce everything. Yeah. So,
and along those lines, how handicapped have you all been? And what are they
telling? Extremely handicapped because, Tommy, we, you know, a lot of the stuff, as I stated, is like through technology. And items like people could have sent stuff to the agenda like before Monday, but they haven't been able to because Friday we had the cyber attack. And so the computers were shut down. And so we're trying to be very respectful of the process and realize that it's been interrupted. And so we're taking items that are on the agenda that has on deadline. And so we want to make sure that we, despite everything, that we address those matters on a timely basis. And then hopefully by the next city council meeting, which is going to be the first city council meeting in January, that's going to be January the 9th, we'll be back up operating as normal. And I'm keeping my finger crossed.
Have they given you a date? Are you just hoping on that? And for example, has everybody had to turn in their laptops? Because I saw, like I said, on television, some kind of meeting of whatever council or committee it was, and everybody had a stack of laptops or other in front of them.
Yeah, so they have taken all of our hard drive. I know from my office, they've taken all of our hard drive to clean it up, to do whatever they need to do. So that way the system is not being tampered. So, but we, like I say, I indicated earlier, we've created a Gmail account so where people can still communicate to us via email. And I have shared that information. For me, it's cindy.win.nola@gmail.com.
Have they said anything about computers being damaged and having to be replaced?
Not at this point. I don't know. I think it's very premature to say what's going to happen, but I know that they're working really hard to address the matter as efficient as possible.
And what about loss of data? Have you all heard anything about that?
Yeah, I was told yesterday that more than likely everything that we had on our computers probably will be gone. So not sure if that's going to be the case. If it is the case, let me just tell you, it's going to be, because a lot of stuff that we depend on technology and computers. So you're going to have to basically reinvent or recreate everything again, particularly stuff that we do on a regular basis, promoting, you know, all about community engagement. We just have to redo it. And, you know, and if we have to, we'll definitely do that. You know, I'm not going to allow things like this to interrupt the work that we do for our community, particularly for District 8.
So in terms of future data as well, and I guess what I'm asking, Cindy, in terms of calendars, all that's gone is what they're telling you?
Yeah, well, we just got to reestablish, and I think we're, for, particularly for me, it's like I'm going to start saving many of that, or maybe on a jump drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you kind of learn, and so particularly critical stuff, community engagement stuff, stuff that work with our clients, that I probably will be exploring some sort of external drive to seek to protect our information. Because, I mean, I have to say that, you know, since Monday, we've been literally crippled without our computer. Haven't been able to really, you know, do much because everything is on there.
Well, so, it's not only the city, and there are a lot of companies that have been affected. You know, the state, a lot of other governmental agencies that have been affected. Do you know if this was a ransomware thing and the city refused to pay? And I don't blame them because once you do, you keep paying.
Know.
You don't know.
I'm not sure, but I know the administration is working extremely hard to make sure that we address this matter as fast as we can. But not only that, I hope that we're also put in a system that's going to protect us from future attack like this.
Tell me about Christmas in New Orleans East. What shopping, et cetera, some things there people can go and get done, some specialty shops perhaps that they can find?
Yeah, you know, so we have all sorts of places to go. But, of course, the East is one that we need more development, more retail coming in. But I think those that we have out here, some of our little small business, you know, definitely want to encourage people to support our small business owner. And because it's really them that really set the foundation for the community. So for those that are still out there shopping, support your small business owner, support your small retailers, some of those boutique shops in your district. Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, who's welcome to attend the meetings? I'm a New Orleans East resident, and I'm interested in going. I don't know if they're talking about council meetings, or do you have meetings in the district?
So the New Orleans City Council meeting is open to the public. It's on the first floor in the New Orleans City Council chamber. We have, I believe we had one yesterday in the Lower Nine. It's a neighborhood participation meeting. It's when we have zoning dockets, zoning request change that that the owner or developer is required to do a community meeting. And so, and all those meetings are very open to the public. We work really hard to make sure that we promote and advertise and let people know when those community meetings are taking place.
In terms of recruiting business, you know, you hear that term a lot, but I'm just wondering, drilling down a little bit, how do you go about recruiting businesses? How do you find potential businesses that want to relocate to New Orleans East? How do you do that? What's the process for that?
Yeah, so Tommy, I think there's, in my perspective, there's different strategy that we have to approach how to recruit businesses. So we work with, you know, like GNOA, we work with NOLA BA, because they deal with the external marketing, the regional company. My job is to make sure that the district it's fun. When business come in,
it's an attractive environment, right? An attractive environment.
Exactly. Those are the stuff that I think, you know, I could really work on and help change the perception. So there's different people. It's not just me working to recruit businesses in the E. I'm very blessed to have many people coming around and say, hey, I could do this. This is what I could do. And so there's different involvement from different level, from different aspects to help recruit people to development to the East.
Somebody texted in a cleverly worded text. Why is there no traffic enforcement? It's New Orleans East, but it's more like the wild, wild west when it comes to driving.
I don't think so. And there is definitely traffic control being in place. They may not feel that way, but
I think you're talking about the interstate primarily. I might be wrong.
So that's the state highway. You know, that's where we have our state troopers, and state troopers are out there. But to me, it's like if everybody, as a citizen, even if you're a commuter driving through the I-10, if you adhere to the speeding, we would not need a state trooper out there. So I think everybody got to participate in making it better. And the East is not the wild, wild west. Okay, the East is where family comes first.
Well, I'm just telling you what the text said. Don't get mad at me.
Oh, I know. I'm not.
I don't want to have a Christmas family fight here. You know what I'm saying? Because then all of a sudden, you leave mad, I leave mad. We don't talk to each other for a year.
Let me tell you, Tommy, I don't get mad, you know.
I don't either.
I think trying to let people know that, you know, if you really care about the East, you know, help us change the perception and not comment on negative things that you know that is not true.
You know, let me tell you a story. I made a smart comment 20 years ago about a public school that was across from a private school, and somebody turned to me and said, okay, what are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do to change it? And that was a life-changing moment for me because it's like, you know what? Yeah. It's easy to complain. It's easy to make fun. Give me an idea. What are you going to do to make it better?
That's right. That's right.
Real quick,
I do appreciate the person commenting, but, you know, we got to change that narrative.
Real quick before we go, anything on the horizon for 2020 that you want to share with us, or at least that you can tease us with that there might be something big coming in 2020?
Yes, I know. I could tease you with that mid-January, I'm going to be announcing a family entertainment center in the East.
Okay.
It's about 22,000 square feet. Is that good enough?
Would it have anything to do with an abandoned theme park?
No, this is actually in addition to that, will be another development, but I'm very hopeful that we will be able to make some sort of decision on the abandoned theme park.
In terms of the family center, is everything signed and all it's waiting is the announcement?
Yes. Actually, all we're waiting is really the equipment is in, the owner and the developer, they're actually piecing everything together, and I'm just waiting for that date to come.
All right, because you can tell us now if you want.
What is it?
You can tell us now if you want.
It's actually going to be at Lake Forest. It's Optimum Entertainment Center. It's at 9820 Lake Forest.
And who's going to be involved in this?
Well, this is actually a private owner. So Young is actually the owner of the shopping center. And what he did was he converted 22,000 square feet of his shopping center and to make it into a family entertainment center where there will be indoor bumper car, video gaming, all sorts of fun stuff for our children and family.
I appreciate your time.
No problem. Hey, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on as always. I think you're a delight to talk to. And Merry Christmas to you and your entire family. Have you helped Santa Claus already with the 10-year-olds, or you still got some stuff, any others as well? Or do you still have some shopping to do or some helping to do?
So I have a total of 6 kids. So I'm actually going to start my shopping for my kids this week.
Right.
I've been kind of busy with the community, but it's all good. Merry Christmas to you, Tom, and to your family and to all your listeners.
And to you as well. Thank you for taking the time. 9:33 now, 27 before 10. Get ready. Speaking of shopping, Matt Granite, the nationally known deal guy, is going to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.